It's time now for the KUMD Bear Grease Report.
The KUMD Bear Grease Report receives support from Bearskin Lodge on the Gunflint Trail, Wolf Song Adventures in Mushing, and Energy Plus of Duluth. Lisa Johnson joins us at the finish line. Hi there, Lisa. What's going on up there?
And there they come. Ryan Reddington has just crossed the finish line with his dog. I was going to look and tell you how the dogs look. They were coming across the finish line. From the little I could see through the crush of bodies here at the finish line at the Grand Portage Lodge and Casino, I was going to try to tell you how they look, but they have been, the dogs team has been descended on by well-wishers. They are getting grubbins, they are getting lovins, they are being made much of, as well they should. Ryan Reddington has won his Bear Grease for the second time, I believe. He had a win, and then he had a loss. And then he had a win, and then, or no, then he didn't have a win. No, he had a, I don't remember. I'm going to have to go back and look. I'm all excited because
that's great, Lisa.
To be here at the finish line.
Very good.
But Reddington has definitely had his ups and downs. Last year, such a disappointing loss for him because he was in the lead. He had a comfortable lead. Everything was going well until this last push at Mineral Center, and at that time his dogs decided, we have had it, we are done, and that was the end of his race, and he was overtaken by the Freckings, Blake and Jennifer Frecking, who came in first and second last year, and then he was overtaken by his mentee, who was running his own additional string of dogs, Jason Rice, and I was beginning to wonder, after our report with John Stetson this afternoon, I was beginning to wonder if, once again, Ryan Reddington was going to be overtaken by a team of his own dogs. I am not sure how far Keith Eiley is behind him, but the last that I had understood is that Keith was making up some time and was pretty close behind. So that's where we are right now. I'm going to hang out, Chris, just for a short time more. If we have the opportunity to bring you a story from the finish line here when Keith Eiley makes it across the finish line, we'll certainly do that. But I'm going to hang out for just a few more minutes, and then it's on the way so that we can wrap up our coverage of the 36th running of the John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock when we deconstruct the entire experience with our race reporter and Bear Grease champ, John Stetson.
Very good, Lisa. It looks like Keith is about 9 kilometers back, so he'll be crossing within the hour, probably.
It'll be a while. I'll definitely, if I'm still here, I will definitely let you know. But I don't know. There's something about some people in Duluth, some radio station that expects me to be on the air tomorrow morning at 6.
Oh, well, what are you going to do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Those guys.
All right. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Lisa. Take care now. That's Lisa Johnson reporting from Grand Portage, where Ryan Reddington has crossed the finish line and is now the winner of the 2020 John Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon. Keith Eiley, as I said, just about 9 kilometers behind. Ryan Anderson, maybe 12 behind. Ryan Massicotti, about 17, 18 kilometers back. Colleen Wallen now on the final leg. So are Nathan Schroeder, Blake Frecking, Peter McClelland, and Jennifer Frecking. Peter McClelland and Jennifer Frecking have not left Mineral Center yet, nor has Jay Fuscher and Laura Neese. Kevin Mathis and Liza Dietzen are still on their way into Mineral Center. But again, Ryan Reddington now crossed the finish line. Keith Eiley shortly behind, and Ryan Anderson really quite close behind Keith Eiley. We'll get more information as that develops here on 103.3 KUMD. Bear Grease Reports on KUMD receives support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, Camp Chow, and Energy Plus of Duluth.